Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us for as long as he can last, because he's on the front lines of the battle in London, is Joe Laurie of Consortium News. He is there leading and working on the liberation of Julian Assange from this horrible hellhole of confinement that they've put him in. And, you know, that's one that just burns my blood, is the fact that people can be held without bail, can be just basically taken away like in the antiquarian days when the Tower of London was the Tower of London, and just held incommunicado, and maybe even abused and tortured with drugs or who knows what else. And, okay, he's a little bit different and such like that, but he's hardly a threat or a danger. And basically, I think he is, you know, one of the all-time greats in media to get the truth out. And Consortium News is a great source. And as I look into its background, you know, I just see that we had just a dedicated, old-fashioned reporter who was going to take on the evil of this world. Can you tell us, Joe, a little bit about yourself and your founder?
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me on, George. I'm indeed at the front line, the front line club in London, where Julian appeared to and presented the Afghan war logs, if I'm mistaken, and maybe other releases. It was an important place for him. It was started by a journalist called Vaughn Smith, who helped Julian quite a lot. And even when Julian was first arrested for wanting for questioning in Sweden, he lived on Vaughn Smith's estate with an ankle bracelet. So, George, Consortium News began in 1995, which is sort of the ancient history of the Internet. And some people say it was the first independent news website ever on the Internet, because it was around 1995 that the New York Times and the other big media were first launching their own websites. And Bob Perry was a reporter for the Associated Press and later for Newsweek. And Bob broke some of the biggest Iran-Contra stories during the 1980s. Indeed, we know the name Oliver North because of Bob Perry and his partner Brian Barger. They had broken this story that there was a colonel in the basement of the White House organizing the illegal sale of weapons to Iran, and with the proceeds they were sending aid to the Nicaragua Contras. Of course, the Contras' aid had been cut off by Congress when those American nuns were killed, so they went behind the back of Congress, totally illegal. Bob had the story, but AP didn't want to run it. They kept telling him to go back and get more, and they had numerous documents, numerous interviews. It was absolutely solid, and they refused to publish it. And then the Spanish wire of AP, the Spanish language wire, mistakenly put the article out. So they didn't get the memo. So once the piece was out, AP English had to run it. So Bob got fed up with being stopped. Like, he went to Newsweek, the same thing. They were spiking his story. So he put together a consortium of journalists, hence the name Consortium News, who likewise had their articles suppressed by their editors that were critical of American foreign policy. And this is what the mainstream press does. They have an agenda, and it's to promote American interests abroad. So in 2011, I was working for the Wall Street Journal. I had been a UN correspondent since 1990 for the Daily Mail and the Daily Telegraph here in London. And I worked for the Canadian chain Southern News, it was called back then, the Montreal Gazette, the Ottawa Citizen, the Vancouver Sun, the Calgary Herald, that chain, for about 9 years. And then the Boston Globe and the Wall Street Journal. So I was at the Journal, and I was writing stories about the upcoming vote of the observer state status for Palestine. And I was writing several stories, and I would put in there that 130 countries around the world recognized Palestine. Some had embassies in their capitals, and they kept cutting, my editors kept cutting that out. So I got pretty frustrated, and I gave Bob a story about Perry, the founder, and he published it, Consortium News. And I began writing regularly for them, and that was one reason the Wall Street Journal got rid of me. That's the one they gave me, ultimately, because I was writing these so-called opinion articles that, in my view, were just analysis and suppressed news. So Bob died, unfortunately, in January 2018 at the age of 68, and I was named editor-in-chief on April 1st, 2018. And I've been, so almost 2 years, the editor-in-chief. Amongst the many stories we cover has been Julian Assange. We have been, really had blanket coverage of Assange, more than almost any other website. And we recently, a few weeks ago, announced that we were giving the Gary Webb Freedom of Press Award, Consortium News' award to Julian Assange. Gary Webb, Bob Perry knew Gary Webb. Gary Webb, of course, picked up on Bob's reporting. In addition to the Iran-Contra, he did stories about how the CIA was allowing drugs to come from Nicaragua and sending guns back to Nicaragua. So Gary Webb, a few years later, in the 80s, early 90s, published stories in this the San Jose Mercury News, I believe, that these drugs that were CIA was letting into the country from Nicaragua to help pay for the countries were being flooded, flooding urban areas, turned into crack epidemic. He wrote the story, and the mainstream media completely not only ignored him, but they vilified him until he took his own life. And Bob warned him he would have a lot of trouble if he published those stories. So that's why Bob started the Gary Webb Award. And we're giving it to Julian Assange because he's absolutely in the same category of someone who's been vilified by the media for doing the job that they should have been doing and better, publishing these incredibly important documents that have revealed prima facie evidence of American war crimes and corruption by many, many governments around the world, not just the U.S. And for doing that, he's wound up in prison, charged under 18 charges, 17 under the Espionage Act, simply because he possessed and disseminated classified information, which just about any journalist in the national security realm does. So the Guardian and other papers published the stuff with WikiLeaks, so they should be also arrested, but of course they aren't. This is revenge against Assange. And I'm here in the Frontline Club here in London to go to an event tonight where we're going to speak about ramifications for freedom of the press. And I was at Belmarsh Prison earlier today, and the Shadow Chancellor, the Labour Minister, the Labour MP who holds the portfolio of the Chancellor, if Labour had ever won, and he came and he visited Julian. He was in there an hour and a half, and Julian's quite well aware of it. And the point he kept making over and over again is that this is a political case. And the American and British extradition treaty says explicitly that there cannot be an extradition on a political crime. So what came up in magistrates' courts, Westminster Magistrate Court yesterday, is that the WikiLeaks defense team will reveal that Senator Rohrabacher was visiting Julian in 2017 and said that he thought that he could get a pardon if Julian could prove that Russia did not hack the emails. And Julian agreed. Trump apparently never was aware of this, or Trump didn't offer the pardon. This was Rohrabacher's from California, his proposal. And Julian offered to come to the U.S. to testify about this, to prove that Russia didn't hack it. And that's when Adam Schiff on the House Intelligence Committee said, well, we'll only let you hear in chains, basically. You'll be arrested. So that's Consortium News, and this is what we're doing, covering these events here, protests, speeches, the event tonight, and we'll be outside the prison every day at the courthouse, which is right next to the prison, where the extradition hearing begins on February 24, next Monday.
Well, that's all I can say to you on behalf of our listeners is thank you very much, because the Fifth Estate, the power of the press, is the power of the people. It is a benign power. It's not about violence. It's about the truth. It's about finding it, reporting it, changing the paradigm. And the fact that we have an organization like Consortium News and you and many, many fine people who have taken the bull by the horns to deal with these issues. As an older man, you know, I was a younger man when, you know, there were great films out about that era that Mr. Perry reported on. Salvador, a 1986 film. Under Fire with Nick Nolte, a 1983 film. Those are probably things you should be teaching your children about the grand auspices of what was called Operation Condor. Jonathan Pilger has done great videos on that era and the evil that was used to subvert other countries, other people, and just totally destroy them. When you see the sins of the fathers of those days, it should bring some light to you that you have a very sacred responsibility about who you give to the keys to the store to determine what foreign policy is in your country and where it's going, and not listen to the lies of news media that add another N to their moniker, because this is what is going to make it for us, all of us. And, you know, to have Joe at the front lines to look after Julian and get the story out. And I am glad, we are doing this today and that it is going around the world, that everyone knows the struggle that's going on there and goes to Consortium News to read what they've done and put it into your dialogue with everyone you know so that we can shape a better world. And, I was just amazed, too, that you took the Canadian government to court and got a libel injunction on them for accusing you of this Russia conspiracy myth that is going around. It was just like their trump card to lean on anyone who discovers anything or tries to reveal anything, that right away you're assumed to be some sort of Russian agent, where in the past you could probably make a better argument that Hillary Clinton and a lot of people on the left were better Russian agents, with the Uranium One scandal and things of that nature. What can you tell us about the libel case?
Well, we didn't actually take him to court at this point. We had a lawyer in Toronto, where you are, send these libel notices to Global News, the TV station, and also to the Communications Security Establishment, which your listeners in Canada know, but others would see it as the National Security Agency of Canada. They're its cryptological intelligence agency. The CSE did a report just ahead of the October 2019 federal election in Canada, in which it said that Russia was conducting a cyber attack campaign against Canadian politicians, and that Consortium News was in the forefront of this, and that we were directed by Russia. Now, this is completely absurd. But the story is, in 2017, Bob Perry edited an article by a freelance journalist who sent him a piece, and it said that Chrystia Freeland, who was then the foreign minister, that her grandfather had edited a Nazi paper, Ukrainian language Nazi paper, in occupied Poland, which was vilified and called for the killing of Jews, etc. So the story went out, and 5 days after that, Chrystia Freeland was in Ottawa at a press conference. She was asked about this, and she didn't directly deny it. She kind of gave a non-denial denial, but she said, Russia has been meddling in the American election. That's it. So that was implying that this was a Russian setup. Just the next day, the Globe and Mail had a headline saying Chrystia Freeland's grandfather was the editor of a Nazi newspaper. It was true. The article was true, but it was embarrassing for her. Not because, as you say, the sins of her father should be visited upon her, but that she dissembled and hid this. And it turned out she actually worked with an uncle of hers on an academic paper in which this entire issue was explored about her grandfather working for this Nazi newspaper. I don't know why, George, 3 years later, they have revived this story, why the CSE report accused us of being directed by Russia. What that does is take away the agency from domestic, legitimate, indigenous dissent against our governments in Canada and the U.S., that we can't think on our own, with our own thoughts. Let me tell you something more about Consortium News, which is important for your readers to know, your listeners, rather. Consortium News is made up of a consortium of writers and editors and board members who have been inside the establishment at very high levels. Ray McGovern is one of our columnists. Ray McGovern used to brief George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan before that every day in the Oval Office. He gave the CIA brief. He was a CIA analyst on Russia. We have John Kiriakou, who was a CIA agent who helped arrest Abu Zubaydah, who was chief Al-Qaeda militants. But then John blew the whistle on torture, and he was in prison for this. He's a writer for us. We have the deputy editor, who was a former Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones editor. We have a columnist who was the former Asia editor of the International Herald Tribune. So, and we have on the board, very interestingly, we have John Pilger, who you mentioned before.
Love him.
You have Daniel Ellsberg is on our board of directors. He is, of course, the whistleblower for the Pentagon Papers, one of the great, if not the greatest, American whistleblower, at least until Ed Snowden. We also have Senator Mike Gravel. Senator Mike Gravel was in the U.S. Senate for 12 years, and he's a friend of mine because we wrote a book together when he ran for the Democratic nomination for president in 2008. And in that book, I remembered that there was a photograph of Mike together with none other than Pierre Trudeau on vacation in Snowmass, Colorado in Christmas, 1977. Mike was a very close friend of Pierre Trudeau. So you've got the government of Justin Trudeau attacking a news organization as being directed by Russia, on whose board sits a close personal friend of his late father, of Justin Trudeau's late father. And I worked at Southern News, which at the time was owned by Can West. It became Can West. And Can West also owned Global News for a period, which is the TV station that has libeled us. So we sent these notices. They actually responded. They tried to say that they didn't have to contact us, that they were doing fair reporting on a government document, which, of course, it doesn't mean that it's true. Officials and especially intelligence people, they lie for a living. They're deception and disinformation is what they do. For journalists to just take whatever they say and report it without challenging them as if they're an appendix of the government is just so outrageous. And that's what we saw through the whole Russiagate fiasco, where an intelligence agency, an unnamed intelligence agency, would say something. There was collusion. And then the New York Times and CNN and all MSNBC and the Canadian media, too, all reported that. And that is what is so wrong with journalism right now. And that's why Julian Assange is in the crosshairs, why they want to extradite him to the U.S. And that starts on Monday, because he didn't play that game. He got the real goods. He got the documents. He proved these things. He didn't take the word of a whispering intelligence official to some reporter without anybody questioning it. The Global News says that their reporter tried to contact us, and that is not true. We were not contacted before their article appeared. Their article on the web and their broadcast report. Sam Cooper was the reporter of Global News. He claims he clicked on our about link on our page and he got a blank page, which is, you know, everybody can reach me, George. You reached me, didn't you, by email to ask for this interview? I've got all kinds of crazy people contacting me all the time. A lot of them unhinged. I've got all kinds of interesting people contacting me. The thing is that they didn't contact us. So they offered to put an editor's note at the end of the story 2 months later, you know, basically giving our point of view, which they got from the article that I wrote about all this, that they cannot prove that we are directed by Russia. That this is our own people of high quality who were inside the establishment, who are now dissidents, who can think differently and give a different point of view to the public than you get from the mainstream establishment media. And they have to crush that. They don't want that, because they could expose, as Julian being the preeminent international case, the symbol of the destruction of freedom of press and the destruction of dissident press. We are doing it as well, not on his level, and they want to crush us too. And this is what we had to fight back against, and we are keeping our options open in terms of further legal action against Global News, and we sent it to the CSE as well. If they're allowed to be sued, then we're going to sue them maybe as well. That's what we're considering right now, because we're fed up. And the day after, by the way, we announced this libel notices, Tulsi Gabbard in the U.S. sued Hillary Clinton for the exact same reason, for $50 million, for the exact same reason. Because Hillary Clinton in a radio interview said that Tulsi was an asset or the favorite of the Russians. She said that about Jill Stein as well. Tulsi Gabbard said, enough of this crap. I'm a soldier. I can think on my own. I have my own positions. It's not about any foreign government attacking us. There's another thing I should point out. Of course, Assange is not being indicted for anything about the 2016 election, but he's hated by liberals and centrist Democrats and Hillary Clinton supporters as being the person who turned the election for Donald Trump. Well, that's nonsense, because Julian Assange was against both of them. He said it was a choice between gonorrhea and cholera. He also,
by and large, that's the way of the world, right, for all these elections, is we don't have a fair, legitimate choice. And even in my younger years, I started to notice when you had an all-candidates meeting, you didn't get all the candidates. Many of them were walled out. Well, if you're on the ballot, you're a candidate, and I have the right to pick from you, and why shouldn't I be able to hear you in a public debate that's free and open? If you're an idiot, I'll figure that out really quickly. I don't need you to tell me. And, you know, if you're foaming at the mouth and you're dragging your knuckles or, you know, whatever, okay, everyone will know and no one will vote for that candidate. But when you purposely prevent that candidate from having any media contact at all, or public contact, except for the gonorrhea and syphilis parties or whatever, then I know the game is fixed. The game is fixed right from the get-go. I remember, I think it was the leader of the Green Party many elections ago in the United States wanted to go to the leaders' debate, and she made a point of it, and she was actually physically arrested in the street trying to get there. And even though I might not stand up for a lot of the things the Green Party stands for, I do give her credit for having the absolute guts to make an issue out of that, that you are on the ballot, and it's my right to choose, and to have that right taken away from me, or I don't even know. Like, I know when Ron Paul was running for president, they had a big picture of all the candidates on the front page of a Toronto newspaper, whichever one I don't recall now, but his name was absent underneath. I'm going, okay, I count, you know, whatever, 10 or 12 people, and I'm one name short, so they're not even going to put his name there that you won't even know he's running for president. But it's people's right to choose, and to take that away from us, you know, should almost be a crime. You should be in jail, not Julian Assange, and hopefully we come to a day, someday, where that's the case. And great reporters are, you know, it's probably one of the, you know, until I got into media, I didn't really understand the dynamics sometimes of carrying the ball, but the great reporters are the ultimate unsung heroes of the world, because many of them have to go to places I wouldn't even want to go to as if I was with the U.S. Marine Corps. Never mind that you just go in there with a few people, cameraman, and, you know, bullets are coming at you. You're the local Gestapo's all over you, giving you a hard time, and such like that. It's hardly a dream job, but that people go into this muck and mire, find out truth, bring it home. And as you said earlier, the ultimate insult is it's not included in a report, so that no one will ever see, unless you start your own news service, is despicable. And that's why a news service like yours has to be portrayed to the world so that you know if you want to see. And John, when you mentioned John's name, too, like, I love that guy. That you go against the grain in an intelligence agency and take the lumps that he took for telling the truth is, you know, there are heroes, and then there's heroes like that. And there's very few people in the police or the intelligence agencies who will take the sword for the truth. Most of them are worried about their pensions or what other people are going to say or the fact that they got the keys to the executive bathroom or whatever. But to actually stand up and speak it and say it and tell it are very, very few. And, you know, that's a sad testimony, really, to the nature and quality of people we have in high office or working for the government, that they will go along with this. Anyway, we're coming up to the music, so that gives you a couple of minutes to eat, and if we're available on the other side, to go on a slight bit more. God bless you, Joe, and we'll hopefully hear a little more from you on the other side of the break.
Very good. Thank you so much, Joe. Bye-bye.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us before was Joe Loria from Consortium News, and I'll tell you, that went by like a hurricane, because he is on the front lines in London and doing what should be done by any type of media that's for we the people, is taking on the powers of darkness and exposing them and freeing our political prisoners. It's hard to even say in this world that we have political prisoners. You know, we've had some here on our own show. You know, Scott Bennett was a political prisoner after 9/11. And a gentleman I had on with the book The Inheritance, getting Kennedy's watch, he was held as a political prisoner because he had the truth, he had the information, and went through hell. The second interview we did with him was to talk about the hell that these prisons are. So when I hear that they've got somebody in some kind of custody, I'm almost thinking right away that, you know, he's in a Guantanamo-style hellhole, and we need to find the hacksaw to cut through those blades or through those bars to liberate them and get them back out. Because this is nothing more than sour grapes revenge, going back to like the diabolical era of like medieval times, dungeons, torture, and despotic rulers, just laying waste to any vestige or idea of what human decency is. And I had hoped in my life, in my younger years, especially after the 60s and the Vietnam era and such like that, that we rose up, that we passed those ancient times. But that's just a pipe dream. He did mention Robert Perry passed away too young, and that was January 27th, 2018. He did die of pancreatic cancer. And if you're going to search something on the internet about pancreatic cancer, search for something called bitter melon, and you will be happy you did. Because all too many pass away from that as well. When one of the strange things, too, once I was looking at a page with, you know, activists who died or something like that of one sort or another, whether it was, you know, disease, homicide, you know, people that were the whistleblowers, the top gurus of many, many things. And I found that quite surprising because a lot of us don't pay much attention to our pancreas, that many of them died of pancreatic cancer. And we do know when I had Judith on before, she worked for the CIA and the plot to kill Castro, that she was developing a cancer weapon. So don't think for a minute that these evil machinations that pretend they're working for us, these intelligence agencies, aren't using every dirty trick and every weapon that's ever been at their hands. And that's just something we have to very, 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 very be suspicious of, and to even think for a minute that the cure is in the cupboard. And he also mentioned one of their great people, too, died by his own hand. And I found something once on a wall in a park on a nice walk by a river. And I put it on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and when I post about the show, you know, I'll include that picture. It's just in the calendar page right now. But it's very succinct, very important. You must bear a chaos in yourself in order to bring a dancing star into the world. That's part of this tempering process that we talked about in the first segment. And when you pass that chaos, then you're free. You are free to be what God intended you to be. And as I've talked about many, many times with Marshall McLuhan, the media scientist here in Canada, that advised heads of major media and presidents. World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation. Remember that. You are at war with this evil. And the power of words are the weapons. Learn them, study them, and use them to your advantage. The AR is a wonderful toy to play with, but the word can sometimes be a far more effective weapon. Arthur Schopenhauer, philosopher, all truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. Hang on for number three, people. When they laugh at you, that's just the first stage. When they get angry with you, that's only the second stage. Hang on one more stage, and it is self-evident. Marshall McLuhan said, too, we live invested in an electric information environment that is quite as imperceptible to us as water is to fish. So remember, that energy is all around us in the air. And it was in his private letters to a priest in Montreal that he said, or they discussed, that Satan is the prince of the airwaves. To educate means to produce immunity from a television. And it almost makes me sick when people see things on television and then come to me and reiterate all this garbage that is meaningless. It's a diversion. And if you fight any war, the enemy will use a diversion to lead you away from something so that you can be destroyed. It's one of the ultimate tactics. And we walk into these diversions smiling and whistling. It's hard to contemplate. We can continue on with some of the news stories here because they are very important as well. Global crop failures continue in Australia. This is going to be the worst harvest ever recorded. And that's part and parcel of the whole war we're in. 360 billion locusts and growing a plague of biblical proportions is destroying crops across the Middle East and Africa. I mentioned in a previous show once, too, about Moses and our liberation from servitude, from Pharaoh. As godly people, we have the power and the authority to look Pharaoh, the modern-day Pharaohs, in the eye, with or without these plagues, and say, let the people go. and command them to let the people go. The power of our command en masse will eventually get us released. If there's a million people in the street every day complaining about Julian Assange's imprisonment, and we ask that he is let go, sooner or later, he will have to be let go, because the power dynamic of numbers will make that happen. So don't be afraid to exercise your power from God to be the arbitrator of right and demand that evil let us go. And that includes the Federal Reserve, the Green Monsters. There's a great video out that Rebel News put up. It's just hilarious. And I just loved it. It had too many commercials on YouTube, but I loved it. And it was called Greta Inc., Greta Thunberg Incorporated. They went to Sweden to try to ask her questions in the street. There were more bodyguards than there were people there to interview her. And they brought it up that she is just basically a creation of rich people and the corporations. And one of the funniest things they did is they went to her neighborhood and panned the camera around this park where she suffered this horrible childhood. It's like you're in a rich condo in Manhattan that costs, you know, $5-10 million. Yeah, it's terrible. What a horrible life. But it was a beautiful place. And somebody put together a good meme about children that really had their lives destroyed as child labor, slave labor working in places, starving, disease-ridden, child soldiers. They have the right to complain, but corporate media will not put them in front of you because there's no money in it. There's no power in it. It actually it exposes their hand, which is an evil hand. Ring updates device security and privacy. Why people do this, I have no idea, but I don't understand why they take drugs or drink themselves into a stupor either. But Amazon's surveillance doorbell company Ring announced extra layers of security and controls for users after a wave of backlash from civil liberties and cybersecurity organizations. I think anything you do that involves Amazon or Facebook or any of these other big corporations that are in the technotronic era, as Zbigniew Brzezinski called it, that is here to enslave us, is just poison fruit from a poison tree. And I talk about that in my writing on the War of the Multiverse. I highly suggest you read that. I put it at the very top of my blog page so it can be accessed with one click as opposed to having to use the search engine, because it is very important to find it. And it just tells you how they use this technology to enslave us, and the actual depth of the war we are in, going back to biblical times, between the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. And we're losing because we don't even understand who the enemy is. And the enemy is this technology, the silicon monster, that they want to turn us all into robots to live in this completely controlled by some giant computer brain world that is completely anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-life, anti-human. And we buy all these toys and support these companies. There should be a ring. Should be a ring between your ears that, you know, the lights go on. You know what we used to have? We used to have a German Shepherd. Boy, was she good. So there was two guys who made the mistake of trying to make an unsolicited visit, shall we say. We had window wells in the basement of that house. And the dog had the run of the house. So some poor, unfortunate soul decided he was going to break the window and try to get in. I can't even imagine what happened. When I came home from school, the dog's all excited. I go in the basement. There's a broken window. There's one complete leg from somebody's denim blue jeans and blood dripping down the wall. So he probably got cut more on the broken glass trying to get out. The dog probably would have broke bones or something like that. She did she have jaws? You could make, you know, the shark movie with her jaws. They were unbelievable. She was a very, very big female. And as my father used to say, better than Allstate, she settles the claim right on the spot. And no high technology. Dad goes to the store, buys a big steak, cooks it on the barbecue, and gives her a big reward. And then sometime later, somebody else was peering in windows late at night. And she heard, saw, smelled something. We wake up to this giant crash of the living room window. She leaped over the console TV set, probably doing like full gallop, I'm sure, and gone. I don't know how the guy could have got away, because there's no way you could run faster than her. His body wasn't in the front yard or anything like that, but everything was gone. The dog was gone. He was gone. The curtains are blowing out in the front yard with the wind, and, you know, we see footprints in the dirt in the garden. I'm going, well, somebody was there, but, you know, she didn't need him here. She didn't come back for 3 days, and I'd always tease everybody, you know, well, I guess it took that long to eat him. Oh, and then when she did come home, she's sauntering down the middle of the street with her tongue hanging out, wagging back and forth, the tail wagging back and forth, happier than you could imagine. I got him, I got him. And, you know, God only knows what happened to him, because I wouldn't want to have been on the wrong side of her. And we didn't need a ring, didn't need Amazon, didn't need much anything. I was just glad she came home and protected her family so well. She was an amazing dog. You know, you get a few like that in a lifetime, and that was one of them for the protection end of things. You don't need all this high technology. God gives it to you in a nice handy package sometimes. Japan's space agency moving ahead with Phobos lander mission. Well, I'm still a believer in our Eden is not a spinning ball. Maybe there's a scientific thing to say that we're an algorithm or a computer program or a hologram. But one thing I do know, if I was spinning on something that was going 1,000 miles an hour, I think I'd be shaking off like fleas from any kind of animal shaking. Probably even better water drops, because the flea could hold on. And so I don't believe it. I look at them as giant frauds where they just steal hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions and billions of dollars, for something that isn't real or true. And everything you look at the space program, I know Dr. Fetzer did a thing or published a thing on his website about the spacesuits and the gaps in them. You can't have a hole in your spacesuit and be in a vacuum. You wouldn't last a nanosecond. And I never looked at it from that angle about, you know, the fraud, that these suits were a joke, just the same as the aluminum foil spacecraft. And but because big mainstream media says it happened, it's made the truth. And they've manipulated our minds like that for a long time. People who eat a big breakfast may burn twice as many calories. That's me. I had a big breakfast this morning, but I find it's one of the most important meals of the day, and really gets me going. So it's better to have a big breakfast than a big dinner, and I would agree with that too. Study reveals how too much fluoride causes defects in tooth enamel. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Fluoride is a poison. We put poison in our body, and they're hoping, I guess, it'll kill the germs on your teeth, but in reality, it damages your teeth. One of the big things I use is tea tree oil toothpaste, and I've never had a cavity in a good long time now, compared to before, when I did all the wrong things, fluoride and those colas, because they have a terrible acid in there that dissolves your tooth enamel. It's called phosphoric acid. You put a tooth in a cola overnight, and it's gone in the morning. I think I'd prefer to keep them if I had a choice. Something really bizarre happened to me while I was watching an old TV show, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I like old TV shows. If I can find a good one, I don't mind putting it on the website and sharing it with you, because sometimes the old ones are still available and stuff. And it was a great episode. It was called The Super Colossal Affair. So in it, there's the blonde bombshell, which they usually find in TV shows. But when it was over, it was like I'm getting a voice from beyond, from the actress, telling me to look into her background. I'm like, okay, that's bizarre, but I've had sixth sense things happen before, so I'm game. So I look into her background, and she died young. She drowned in Mexico. I go, well, how can I find out about her life and what happened to her? It's going to be very difficult. But I figure, okay, I'll run with it. I sent that off to a couple of people I know who are very knowledgeable about things, and one of them answered very quickly and very succinctly. She was murdered. That's how she drowned. Her name was Carol Wayne. And she went to Mexico with this guy who has all the hallmarks of being just terribly evil. And being in Hollywood, like she used to be on a lot of the late-night talk shows and all that, she was quite popular. And as I looked at one of the links, I see YouTube pulled all those shows in the interim for some strange reason, so that you couldn't hear her talk about that she couldn't swim. So there was no reason for her to go in the water. But she went with a chap named Edward Durston. He made evil horror films, the kind that just make you go sick. He also knew Sharon Tate and two of her friends. And he just happened to be in the hotel room where a very famous person's daughter died. If you're older, you probably remember Art Linkletter. His 20-year-old daughter was at a house party for television people. And they said she jumped out of a window after taking LSD. And you probably remember my guest Stephen Kinzer talking about Sidney Gottlieb, the CIA's poisoner. So here's this guy, just happens to be in this room with Art Linkletter's daughter, and she just happens to plunge from the sixth-floor kitchen window, pretty much like a former CIA man who just happened to be in a hotel room in New York City, poisoned with LSD, just happening to dive through a window and crash into the street and die. He is also the subject of a great documentary series called Wormwood. His son has never given up on him and wants the truth out. But the chap went to Mexico with Carol. They had an argument. She left the hotel room, went to walk along the beach. He went after her. And then she's dead, so they found her body several days later. So we only have his word that he left and she was alive. And then they had to leave the next day, so he packed up the suitcases, went to the airport, left hers there, and took off. And then they found her body in 4 feet of water. Well, Carol was tall, so even though she didn't swim, she was tall. So all you had to do was stand up. But you can't stand up, I guess, if somebody killed you. Then you got to start thinking, like, why? What could possibly be the reason? So it didn't take too much time to find that out. She married Barry Feinstein, one of the top photographers of the rich and famous. And he got a job once to photograph a certain object, Marilyn Monroe's pill bottle. Can you imagine that you'd have to bring in one of the world's greatest and most popular photographers in the world to photograph her pill bottle on the table next to where she died? I find that hard to believe, because any police ID photo would be good enough. There's the table, there's the pill bottle. Why does it have to have the absolute perfect light conditions to turn it into almost like a master work of art? Because that probably tells me, too, that's part of the planted storyline, that Marilyn killed herself. After reading one of her ex-husband's books, I believe firmly she was murdered, because the pills that were in her didn't really get effective until they got into your intestine, and they were only in her stomach. So it appears that they were put there post-mortem, or while she was incapacitated. And knowing what she knew about the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Kennedy assassination coming and going, and all the dirt that surrounded Camelot at that time, it doesn't surprise me that she was one of the ones who was suicided or arconcided, as we talk about it. And part of the message was that she wanted some sort of justice, that somehow the world would know that she was murdered. And this guy is pretty nasty. So there's a picture on the internet from one of his horror films where he's holding a severed human head. And, you know, he just says, vengeance can be mine. This poor devil was only late. Fondly, Durston. Why any woman would want to go away with a chap like that, I have no idea. Because he's just evil from top to bottom. But was he one of those CIA enforcers, hitmen of the genre that frequented that era, that time, that area? Is corporate media, the entertainment industry, nothing but a mind manipulation cult where you sell your soul for popularity of one sort or another, participate in almost any heinous or egregious act, make a lot of money for it, be adored for it, and then ultimately pay the ultimate price for it? That doesn't surprise me in the slightest. And there has to be a justice, really, for people in that regard. One of the other bizarre ones lately was, they said, Prince Harry's former fling dies by suicide. And in this modern era where we have the computers and technology, she put out a picture of herself before she died. And there's one where she's looking over her shoulder as opposed to looking at depression. And she's kissing her dog and loving her beautiful dog. So that makes me suspicious, really, that maybe there was something lurking in the background that took her out, as there usually is. Anyway, we're reaching the end, the limit. Power Hour Nation, I hope we've given you the keys to the chain that binds you, and that you can unlock them and set yourself free, just like Moses had it done. God bless you all. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Good day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.